The news on flavored e-cigs talks a lot about the technology and teen use, but parents need to know more about the dangers of nicotine. So know this. 1. Nicotine is a toxic poison that can rewire teens' brains. 2. It can increase mood swings. 3. It can limit attention and learning. So even when it tastes like candy, nicotine is brain poison. Go to flavorshookkids.org for more.
This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Good morning. It's now 9:13, time for Market Watch. I've got on the line with me Santithan Sathirathai, Head of Emerging Asia Economics at Credit Suisse. Good morning, Santhi. Now, the GDP numbers for Malaysia for the third quarter were released last Friday. The economy grew 4.3% last quarter after climbing 4% in the previous 3 months. Now, after looking at the data that's been released, what were some of your main takeaways?
Thank you. I think, in short, it is a better set of data amidst what could be described as a fragile sentiment. We think that GDP came out stronger than most, actually, people in the market was expecting. And along with it, also the current account data was also better than what people were looking for as well. Details are somewhat less positive than what the headline suggests. We have seen some weakness in area of investment, which partly drove the import weaker and make the net export, which is export minus import, a little bit stronger. So really the key drivers of growth, one of the key drivers that led to this somewhat robust numbers is consumption. So it would be better to have both a mix of consumption and investment both being stronger. But nevertheless, we do think that going forward, the growth momentum should pick up, and this weakness in investment, which is really led by the public investment, should also improve going forward.
Santhi, could you just explain what you mean? You said amid fragile sentiment. What exactly do you mean by fragile sentiment? What's driving this this weakness in sentiment?
Yes, it's a good question. So I think what we have seen is not just for Malaysia, but a whole lot of emerging markets is being hit hard by this expectation that President-elect Trump in the U.S. will be more inflationary, and that will potentially result in a faster pace of interest rate increase in the United States. And I think that most of the emerging markets, including Malaysia, Indonesia within this region in particular, has been a bit caught off guard, and then the currency has weakened a lot. So despite actually what could be considered a pretty good set of macro numbers that came out, this kind of sentiment really dominated the price actions that we have seen late last week.
So I understand that you and your team have been looking at what President Trump would mean for Asian economies and currencies. But is it too soon, Santhi, to be looking at the Trump effect, especially specifically for Malaysia?
Yeah, I would say yes and no. Yes, too soon in a sense to be too specific about what he would end up doing and what impact would that have. He's definitely has talked about many measures that many pro-trade or globalization would be worried about, but the reality is we still know very little about what that, how much of that would actually translate it into real policy reality. I think what is we have to watch out for, though, or one certainty that we may have is the uncertainty that we have to live with for a while. And what we do know is that the president has quite a bit of a discretion and flexibility around trade policy. So potentially, President Trump could do some of these measures. And we also know that Republicans now have dominated all the houses as well. So the chance of passing any laws is also higher than before. So I think in during this age of uncertainty, it's very possible that investment activities around the world could remain quite fragile and weak as businesses start to adopt more of a wait-and-see attitude. And that could weigh in on the exports and trade globally, which will impact the economies like Malaysia as well.
Well, Santhi, you look at other economies within emerging Asia. So apart from Malaysia, where else are you seeing the risks to growth for these economies?
Yeah, I think it's going to come from two angles. So first is this uncertainty capping investment and trade activities. So any export-oriented economy is going to be vulnerable. And secondly, is if and when the U.S. does deliver the fiscal policy stimulus, which drive interest rates higher, then any economies which are vulnerable to stronger dollar and a high interest rate will also be hit as well. So you put the two together, and we think Hong Kong, Singapore, Vietnam are probably top of our list in terms of being more vulnerable. Malaysia is probably next in line, whereas on at the other end spectrum, countries like India, I think, is better positioned.
Well, taking all this into consideration, what are your, just and coming back to Malaysia, what are your expectations for a rate cut next year from Bank Negara?
Yeah, it's going to be difficult for any central banks, including Bank Negara, to ease in terms of cutting rates further from this point, given the volatility in the market. And if we were have to live with this somewhat higher U.S. Yield and stronger U.S. dollar going forward, that's going to reduce the room very much for most of the central banks to cut rates, because any move to do that would send currency even more volatile. And I think that's going to be the risk. So I think most likely many central banks will stay put, and hopefully that the storm doesn't get worse into the point that they have to tighten.
Well, thanks so much for speaking with us. A pleasure, Santi. That was Santi Tan Sathirathai, Head of Emerging Asia Economics at Credit Suisse in Singapore. And now Ibrahim takes a look at currency markets with Stephen Innes, Senior Asia Pacific Forex Trader at Awanda.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
The news on flavored e-cigs talks a lot about the technology and teen use, but parents need to know more about the dangers of nicotine. So know this. 1. Nicotine is a toxic poison that can rewire teens' brains. 2. It can increase mood swings. 3. It can limit attention and learning. So even when it tastes like candy, nicotine is brain poison. Go to flavorshookkids.org for more.